Hi, I'm Samantha, a past guest on CJAM's Handy Link. You're listening to Handy Link on CJAM 99.1 FM, reaching high ground in Windsor, Detroit.
Hello and welcome to Handy Link, sponsored by the Italian-Canadian Handy Capable Association, an organization that promotes recreational and athletic opportunities for individuals with disabilities in Windsor, Essex. I'm your host, Cam Wells. Today's show, we're going to hear a series of on-location interviews that I've done over the past couple of weeks, ranging from the ICHA Fishing Derby, accessibility at the recent National Radio Conference. This is Cam Wells here with
Nama Weingarten.
She's going to be telling us a little bit about her accessibility observations here at the NCRC conference. So what have you seen so far that's really worked?
It's really worked. Well, I mean, in general, this conference is on Ryerson campus. And Ryerson campus, I mean, you know, I don't have a physical disability myself. So it's funny that you asked that because it's not something that I observe for very often, but I should. But I do find Ryerson to be pretty accommodating for most people. So this is obviously on Ryerson campus. So I think it's been well so far. I've seen people being helped and, you know, I've seen, you know, I guess I could even say a part of my own training before this conference was, you know, we were told where all the washrooms are, where the accessible, they made sure we know where the accessible washrooms are. They made sure we know where all the gender neutral washrooms are in case people ask, all that kind of stuff. So it's just, we made sure to be very accommodating with those things. In terms of, I guess, how accessible it's been, I mean, yeah, I need to make more observations with stuff like that. It's funny, the things that you don't think about. But, you know, I mean, I've seen, I would say the thing that stood out to me the most was just in the training, that they made sure to point out everything to us. But, I mean, what observations have you made, if you don't mind me asking you?
Well, from what I've seen so far, a lot of the sessions have related to the concept of disability, which have to do with just how we regard it, how it's recognizable, and just its general presence in society.
Yeah, I love that you guys actually had a session about that, because I wanted to attend that one so badly because I was genuinely so curious, but I had to record another session. But but I love the fact that, first of all, we included something like that. And I also love the fact that, I mean, in that session, I'm sure you guys maybe have talked about, I know I've been at other sessions that had to do with making, you know, the LGBTQ+ community feel included or people of color feel included. And we talked a lot about the idea of tokenism, you know, and did that topic come up at that meeting?
It's an ongoing theme, but the fact is,
I feel like that applies to that as well, right?
No matter what group you're coming from, there was a conversation yesterday, in fact, about the subject of, physical accessibility is great. We can get you in the door. What do we do once we've got you in the door? Is the work meaningful? Are you actually contributing? And is it in the business interests to have someone with a disability just to go beyond looking at the law and saying, hey, ain't we great? We can do this.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you're right. I like the way you put it, where it's like, it's more than just getting us through the door to actually have us do something and be involved, you know what I mean? It's not enough to just talk about disabilities on the radio. Why not have someone with a disability talk about disabilities on the radio? You know, it's not enough. It's not enough. Like, you hear a lot of times companies who claim to be so woke and so that. Well, you know, where is a person with a disability to be talking about how the companies help them? You know, don't just say we love people with disabilities and don't not show anything.
That's the thing.
Not do anything. It's just, yeah.
The UN convention slogan is nothing about us without us, meaning people with disabilities can speak to and for themselves as best as anyone else. However, it's always important to bear in mind that other segments of the population, the able-bodied, different cultural backgrounds, they all have insights and thoughts worth sharing just to see how they view themselves.
Oh, no, for sure. Like, of course, always have thoughts worth sharing. And I feel like, you know, it's not okay to... We were also talking about that yesterday with the discussion about, you know, people of color and people from, you know, the queer community, where it's just like, it shouldn't always be the guy with a disability to only talk about disabilities. You know what I mean? It's about having that cooperation. It's about, you know, we shouldn't have just people of color talking about issues of people of color. We shouldn't have people with disabilities just talk about issues of people with disabilities. We should have both, because this is an issue for all of us. It affects all of us. Disabilities, whether you have it or not, affect all of us. It's in every family almost, right? So whether you have it or not, it affects you. So I think, and same goes with race, and everyone has a right to talk about it, right? And it shouldn't just be, you know, you shouldn't say you have a disability and you're hired into a newspaper. You shouldn't be their go-to disability guy who will talk about all issues disability. Although, for some stories, they might choose you, like, for some stories, although you might be, I guess, the best storyteller for them and the best perspective to take, but it's important for, you know, also able-bodied people, people who don't suffer from disabilities, to talk about these issues as well. It's just important for all of us to talk about it, really.
Truth lies at the heart of perceptions. The way we all see it, right in the dead center, is what you would call the truth. Mm-hmm. And having a disability is fine for someone in the media. They can speak to those issues. However, I don't think it has to be the all-defining factor of who and what they are and how we regard
exactly.
them.
Exactly. It shouldn't be, you know, like I said, you know, if you're with a disability and you're hired into a newspaper, you shouldn't just be talking about just about disabilities. You shouldn't be assigned that. No, why can't you do sports or politics just as well as anyone else would, right? So it's important. It's about that balance, really. It's about that balance.
If you choose to make it your specialty, that's one thing.
Yeah, of course, of course. If you choose to make it your specialty, that's one thing. But in a lot of newspapers, at least, you know, you get assigned stories and stuff like that. But, you know, I know you've made it your specialty, for example, and you've made it an awesome one. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, could even call it a niche. You made it, like, your niche, like what you want to devote your journalism to, you know, which is great. But I'm just talking about it, I guess, from the more outside perspective of, you know, people shouldn't think that...
That's
you could only talk about that, exactly. Because you could very obviously report about other things as well and do that. You've just chosen to do that because, you know, you're not just doing it for the story. You have a cause, right? All of those stories that you're doing, what they all have in common is that they have a cause of you're trying to make people hear out people with disabilities and be aware about these issues, right? So it's not just, yeah, it's just that.
Thank you very much for taking the time.
No problem. Thank you so much for giving me your time.
Next up, my friends, little something about faith healing. For those who have heard this show over a long period of time, you might remember past guest Karen Barr, who, unlike many people face this particular struggle, managed to beat stage 4 cancer. She kept hope when things looked difficult. Coming up next, we're going to hear a little bit from her son and his girlfriend, just how they feel about the struggles she's facing now.
Mom's story of strength and faith and how it's influenced his own journey. So, your mom was on the show about a year ago talking about how she'd survived some really hard times. Can you tell me a little about that?
So around then was, she was just on the tail end of kicking the butt of stage 4 breast cancer, and all sorts of stuff came along with that. She flatlined at one point, and just all sorts of struggles came out of that, and she was really starting to kick the crap out of it. So that interview was like great timing for stuff like that.
So surviving stage 4 cancer is a pretty rare accomplishment. Do you think that your faith and prayer had any role in this?
100%. When it first came up, my mom and I weren't necessarily Christians. We weren't far from God, but it wasn't really a lifestyle that we had. And throughout it, we slowly developed a faith. We started coming to LSA. We were invited here. And after that, it was just sort of like everything got so much easier because there was a plan laid out for us. There was already hope and all sorts of stuff just ready for us to accept it.
So, Amelia, you know Craig's mom and her story of strength. How do you feel knowing that someone can actually come through something that hard?
It's really inspiring to see how amazing of a person she is, and getting to know her, she is one of the sweetest women I have ever met. She's so nice to me and has been so welcoming. Every day when I'm in her house, she's funny and amazing, and knowing that she's been through such a struggle has just inspired me to be such like an amazing human being, and I truly love her. She's so nice.
So, with her current struggle, with the tests going on and everything, how are you keeping strong in your faith and hoping for the best outcome?
I find it the easiest thing to keep with my strength or my faith, because it's in a sense just about everything that I have left, because for so long I've leaned on my mom. I've been able to go to talk to her and all sorts of stuff. So with everything that's going on now, kind of in a way feeling like that's being taken away, it's the easiest thing to lean toward God, because now it's one of the only things that I can still do confidently. I still have that foundation.
So, if you could send any message to the community about why it is people need to keep strong in times like this, what would you say?
I would say Satan does have a grip on this world, and nothing ticks him off more than seeing a smiling face when someone's going through the hardest times. That's simple, but what I would say.
Would you want to add anything?
I think that for people trying to keep like strong, if you don't lean more towards the faith aspect, it'll make you feel lonelier. So leaning towards faith is a way to stay in community and keep strong in your own mental health during hard times. So
knowing your mom, she'll come through this. She's got great strength that's been proven over and over again.
Oh yeah.
Before the commercial break, folks, we're going to hear from the man who, year after year, works tirelessly to put together the ICHA Fishing Derby.
This is Cam Wells here with
Pat Pagano here.
He's going to be telling me a little bit about this year's ICHA Fishing Derby.
Well, I cannot tell you just a little bit. There is a lot to say, but we don't have enough time. But anyway, it's been so great so far. The day just started and we're packed. There's so many kids fishing. They're catching lots of fish already, and all the pro anglers are helping the kids. They're having a blast too. So at the end of the day, we're going to give away so many prizes to all the kids that participate.
So how is it similar or different from previous years?
Well, as you can see, every year it keeps increasing the number of kids, the number of sponsors, everything. The event keeps growing and growing.
Wow,
I cannot stop it.
Perch.
Are there any nice challenges in putting it together?
Sorry?
Whoa, way to go. Good catch.
One second. Are there any challenges in putting it all together?
Oh, all kinds of challenges. And as you know, I work on this event a full year. So this already start planning for next year. There's already new sponsors on board that they will be on the new sponsor book. And, we cannot stop this
event
to grow.
Wow, here comes a nice...
What's been the greatest success you've witnessed doing this?
Well, it's...
That'll weigh a little bit.
There's so many fish being catched. Hold on a second. Oh, that's a big one, yeah? Anyway... Sorry, the question was?
What's been the greatest success you've seen in creating this event?
Well, there's a lot of satisfaction for First of all, for myself, to all the sponsors and the volunteers, fishermen coming from all over the place. We have a lot of Michigan pro anglers, some from all the way from Quebec and Niagara Falls, and some U.S. from everywhere that they come here once to help out, and they're hooked on coming back again because it's such a touch. They get so emotional with the kids, and they love them, and they want to keep on doing that.
So what do you foresee for the future? You think it'll keep growing and expanding?
I think that this will never stop growing. I don't know if I can handle it by myself anymore, but I'll try.
Well, I'll always be around to help.
Of course. I know I can count on you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
HandyLink will be right back after these commercial messages, so stay tuned.
Advertise with CJAM 99.1 FM. We offer the most flexible and competitive rates for radio advertising in Windsor, Detroit. Our diverse programming can fit the needs of a range of organizations and businesses. Choose between daily rates for broad coverage or sponsor a show and target a specific audience. CJAM staff will work with you to craft your ad and choose the airtime that suits your needs. For more information, email statcjam@gmail.com, call 519-253-3000, extension 2525, or go to cjam.ca/advertise.
Welcome back to HandyLink, sponsored by the Italian-Canadian Handy Capable Association, an organization that promotes recreational and athletic opportunities for individuals with disabilities in Windsor, Essex. I'm your host, Cam Wells. Earlier in our show, we heard a series of short interviews on accessibility from the recent NCRA National Radio Conference, the story of a cancer survivor who showed remarkable strength, and a little bit about the ICHA Fishing Derby. Coming up, we're going to hear a few more short interviews. First up, a couple of cosplayers who attended the recent ICHA Fishing Derby. Enchanted Adventures was kind enough to send out a couple of their people just to make this event something special for the fishermen involved.
It's Cam Wells here with
Cinderella and Merida from Brave.
And they'll be telling me a little bit about Enchanted Adventure's role in today's fishing derby. So what led you folks out today?
Well, I know that we've been doing this for quite a while. We've been helping out with this every year for a couple of years now. And it's just wonderful to come out here and to cheer on everybody and to have a good time out on the waterfront.
Make all the children have a wonderful evening and just watch them catch their fishes and their excitement. Oh, it's going to be a wonderful day.
So far, what's really caught your eye about the derby itself?
Well, it's wonderful to see so many people turn out. I was a little worried with the weather, but you know, it's just everybody looks like they're excited and having a good time.
I think at this point, with the vibe we're getting here today, it would definitely be rain or shine, people would be fishing.
So, do you see yourselves coming back and being a part of it in future years?
Definitely,
oh,
yes.
Absolutely.
And if you could send any message to the community about why events like this are so important, what would you say?
I'd say it's important for people to be able to get out and express themselves and to try things and to experience just the city around them. I know it's hard to find things to do outside especially, and it's wonderful to get out and just enjoy what's in front of you.
I totally agree with that. I think it's great, a great cause definitely, and people, it spreads awareness for our community and makes everybody feel welcome. It's a great opportunity for every kind of person, little or small or big or whichever. It's just a fantastic event. It brings good feelings.
That's a wonderful thing about it. You see, so many people here with disabilities, and they're not thinking about what might be, quote unquote, holding them back. They're just out there doing what they love to do.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely. It's definitely about acceptance and encouraging them to be a part of the community and everybody else. also taking part in it. It's amazing. I
love
it.
Fishing's fun.
It is. Especially when you get a catfish. It's really, it works for you. I'm quite excited for that.
Thank you very much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Also attending the Derby was our friend Kelsey Rose McDonald, who took great joy in being able to be there, be a part of this event, and hopes that her support will be an ongoing thing, just to make the event that much greater each year.
Cam Wells here with
Kelsey Rose McDonald,
who's going to be telling us a little bit about her role in the ICHA Fishing Derby today. So what can you tell me about what you've seen so far?
So I've seen lots of amazing helpers out here helping the kids and adults with disabilities, helping them reel in fish, and it's just incredible seeing their faces when they catch their first fish or their many fish. It's just amazing. And
here,
we've got absolutely incredible weather
age.
Today. The rain actually held off, so I'm actually very happy with
my
that.
Grandchildren are probably
so
as old
is it what you were expecting to see?
So
yes, absolutely. It was very well late. This is very well prepared. Pat did an amazing
Cinderella.
Job. This is just incredible, this event. I am glad that I was invited as a guest,
are
and I will for sure
story?
Be back next year.
No, I am from the
so
Disney
what's been the greatest
Greece.
Success you've seen so
boy,
far?
Boy, am I ever out of touch.
Just seeing people catching fish. Like, I've got John, my boyfriend, with me, and
before.
He has never
yes.
helped, and he's
yes.
just got a guy beside me, his first fish. And
so
the look on his face and the guy's face
here.
Is just amazing.
Well,
like that's what I like to see is him helping.
It's great to have you. Thank
he came
you
to support me,
out.
So I'm very appreciative about that.
So if you could send any message about why this is important, what would you say?
So it's important because we need to get more kids and adults with disabilities out there to fish. There isn't very many out there. I actually want to host one back where I live in Elliston, Ontario, around that area. For kids and adults with disabilities, because I think it's very important that we get these kids out here fishing.
Thank you very much.
To end off, we're going to hear from a couple of celebrity fishermen, separate interviews, Italo Labignan, Scotty Martin.
It's Cam Wells here with
Scotty Martin from CFN.
He's going to be telling us a little bit about what brought him out to the ICHA Fishing Derby today.
Well, I was lucky enough basically to be introduced to Pat Pagano through Italo Labignan, and I had no idea about the ICHA event, and as you and I have discussed many times, Cam, I had no idea what the scope and the reach of an event such as this. Now that you come down and you actually see it, and as I said, I can't say it enough, you put on a smile on a person or child that may not have a lot to smile about, and for that, there's no better reason to come down and do this every year.
So, what are your impressions of this year? Is it comparable to previous years?
Absolutely. Anytime, no matter if it's a dozen kids or 600 kids, anytime that you get an opportunity to put this many anglers that are handy capable at the shores of any body of water and introduce them to fishing is a good day.
So, do you suppose there are any challenges in putting together an event like this?
Oh, I can't even imagine. Now, I'm not Pat Pagano, but I can't imagine the challenges that he faces each year to get this event up and running. But Easy Insure and all of the other great sponsors that help him out, it's a true testament to their gratitude and their dedication to seeing this happen every year.
So what's been the greatest success you've witnessed today?
I want to say it's how it's grown. I mentioned it when we were on stage. You know, this is a day that we all look forward to because our fishing community is very tightly knit and we don't get the opportunity to run into one another each year. And this is a highlight for us to be able to get down here and see such an event and be a part of such a great event.
So what do you foresee for the future? Do you think it'll keep expanding?
I hope so. I mean, you know, obviously it would be great if Pat wouldn't have to be the one that sort of spearheads it, that he gets a good team of volunteers. And I mean, there are some great volunteers here that dedicate their day, but Pat does a lot of behind the scenes stuff. So eventually he's gonna have to pass the torch. So I'm looking maybe at you, Cam.
Way to put me on the spot. Well, if you could send a message to the community about why events like this are essential for these handicapped boy anglers.
Oh, what a great question, Cam. That's a fantastic question. The future. And our longevity in this industry is because of events like this. If we do not get the youth involved in our industry and involved in fishing and try and pass on the passion that fishing brings on, this industry is gone. It's dead. So it's up to us. We're mentors. We've been put on this earth for a reason, and it's to spread the word and the joys and the passion that fishing brings. And it's such a positive thing. With everything that's going on in the world, we need more positivity. And it doesn't get any more positive than this event each year.
Thank you very much.
It's Cam Wells here with
Italo Lubigna from the Canadian Sport Fishing Show.
He's going to be telling me a little bit about this year's ICHA Fishing Derby. So what led you back to want to be a part of this again?
Well, I can't keep away. It's probably the biggest handicapable fishing derby in North America. 17 years running strong. It's amazing to see so many beautiful faces of people that are happy, ranging from kids right up to seniors fishing the waterfront. And what I like is that a lot of them, this is the only opportunity that they can come out on a nice sunny day where everything is provided for them, like fishing rods and reels, bait, life jackets, good supervision, and a lot of treats like food. We've got pizzas that are going to be made in a Neapolitan pizza oven, fried fish, hot dogs, hamburgers, drinks, then a band and dancing. How can I cannot come back? It's a wonderful event.
So how does this year's compare to previous?
Well, I've met a lot of new volunteers that have traveled, some of them from as far as 8 and 10 hours away. I've met some new sponsors, which is wonderful to see, and some new faces as far as the participants. So it's a lot of new faces, and that's the biggest difference from last year, in the last 15 years or 16 years.
So are there any challenges in putting together an event like this?
Where do you want me to start? There's many. Number one, you know, getting a good
OPP
core of committee members that are willing to do some work, some getting sponsors, some that are hands-on on the day of the event.
Brett.
I know people have come out at 6:30 a.m. this morning to start setting up, so that's a challenge. And of course, just getting new sponsors to support monetarily and also with products as giveaways and prizes and volunteers. That's always a challenge.
Absolutely not. So to look at the reverse of that, what's been the greatest success?
No wonder.
The greatest success is seeing the smiling faces of people that wouldn't necessarily be able to get out on their own. And for the parents and family members, that they have a lot of support. So being out on the water, you know, having people around that care for their kids or their family members, relatives, and that are willing to help out.
So what message would you send about why this matters?
It matters because it's a community event, and it helps people that can't really help themselves or do things on their own, something that we sometimes tend to forget about or not be appreciative. So I think just giving without getting anything in return is very important in our lives, and this is what this event is all about.
Thank you very much.
My friends, it's always a great pleasure to me to hear stories of strength and dignity amongst people with disabilities. Also, to hear about those who are standing by them, being supportive, whether that be family, friends, or just members of the community. We all have our role in making sure that disability life is equal life, and that no matter where we're coming from, no matter what makes us unique, the respect and the camaraderie that can be developed between a person with a disability and those around them is beyond compare. It's something that shapes both parties in ways they might not even realize. The fact is, I'm glad this year's Derby was a great success. For the NCRC, I was so grateful to meet some of those making a difference, making the world a better place. And as for our friend Karen Barr, our hearts are with her. May she remain strong through these times. Fact is, a person doesn't know how great their strength is till it's put to the test. And a person can survive more than they know. This has been HandyLink. I'm your host, Cam Wells, reminding you we're all equal. So get on out there and have yourselves a good one. Something tells me you've earned it, folks. We'll see you next week.